quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com.
I didn't have to work an active job, save my money, put it in the bank, and then squander it on a car purchase and start all over again from scratch and start rebuilding.
Welcome to the Best Ever Show, the world's longest running daily commercial real estate podcast. Our hosts interview commercial real estate experts every day to get you the best advice ever with none of the fluffy stuff.
Ever listeners, welcome back to another episode of Passive Investor Tips. I'm your host, Travis Watts. I am out in sunny and beautiful San Diego making a little cameo at a real estate conference happening here. And if you're joining in on YouTube, enjoy the scenery, enjoy the view. We got the Padres, the baseball team. They're playing here behind me. But what we're talking about in today's episode is not about San Diego or baseball. It's about buying vehicles. This is kind of a lifestyle episode. Using your investment dollars or using passive income or using capital gains to purchase vehicles. My wife and I, we've done this for about 7 or 8 years now. We've purchased numerous vehicles this way. I just want to share the various strategies that we use. A couple of minutes ago, there was a Porsche Cayenne that just passed me, and that's the vehicle that we just decided to purchase. Beautiful vehicle. They now make it in a plug-in hybrid. Phenomenal ride. If you guys haven't driven one, they are an excellent vehicle. We've had a lot of Porsches over the years, but this is by far my favorite. Anyway, not endorsed or sponsored by Porsche. So here's the deal. I made an investment in a real estate syndication probably, I want to guess about 3 years ago, and it's selling, or I'm sorry, just sold actually. And we exceeded the pro forma expectations. We thought we were going to make a certain amount. We ended up doing a little better. So I put something like $100,000 into this investment. It sold. I got whatever it was, 65, 70 grand or something in equity gains on the back end. So we use that cash to pay for the car so we could pay all cash, not have to finance, not have to lease, don't have any extra expenses or overhead on our hands. And I was able to take the original $100,000 I invested. I got that back in addition to that 70K or whatever. And I can reinvest that. And that's exactly what I'm doing. So our net worth didn't have to go down. I didn't have to work an active job, save my money, put it in the bank, and then squander it on a car purchase and start all over again from scratch and start rebuilding. I could keep my investment dollars rolling over. So that's an example of when we buy a vehicle, all cash, we usually buy private party, and I'm quite the negotiator if you ever need a teammate on getting a good deal on a car.
We'll get back to the show with first some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. Everyone is looking for a recession-resilient investment. How can you try to prevent from losing money by picking the wrong fund and sponsor? Right now, you can get Reliant Real Estate Management's free guide, 10 Things to Consider in a Real Estate Investment Fund, by visiting besteverreliant.com. Answer questions like, is the organization's focus on you? And does the fund keep employees? Reliant Real Estate Management is ranked one of the top 20 largest self-storage operators in the country with $1 billion in self-storage assets. After completing 3 funds and selling 38 properties with $0 of investor principal loss, they have an average project level IRR of 33% in just over 3.5 years. Visit besteverreliant.com right now to receive the 10 things to consider in a real estate investment fund and get access to their latest investment opportunities. That's besteverreliant.com, BESTEVERRELIANT.com.
Let's say, for example, you're looking at leasing or financing a car instead. So the way we would approach that is we would still make the investment first. It's going to have to start producing passive income. Ideally, that's going to happen right away or in the next couple months after you make the investment. And let's just say for some simple math, you put $50,000 into an investment and it's kicking off $350 a month in passive income. Okay, cool. So you have $350 in that scenario to put towards a car payment. And so again, you're not having to sacrifice the $50,000. You're not having to spend it or let it go or let it go to zero. You're preserving it in an investment, ideally, assuming you don't lose money. And you're using the passive income to make the car payment. So again, The way I see it is that car is basically a free vehicle for as long as you're receiving the cash flow, it's meeting or exceeding your payment. And then when that deal matures, you still have your original capital to go put to work somewhere else. So I don't know if you guys have used strategies like this before. Sometimes I think things are really unique and impactful, and sometimes I forget to realize a lot of people do this stuff. So I don't know how much impact this episode is going to have on you. But leave a comment below. Share this episode if you think someone could benefit from these concepts. And it's something to think about, again, because it doesn't squander your net worth. We've had some amazing vehicles using this strategy, and I never feel like the ouch factor. Oh, we just had to spend all that money, and now it's going to take us this much time to build it back up. I just feel like my investments are paying for our vehicles. So anyway, I want to thank you guys. Sorry for the wind noise again outside, lots of distractions, but I'm almost here to the event, so I'm going to go walk in. But thanks for tuning in to another episode of Passive Investor Tips. These are tools, tips, tricks, strategies, formulas, philosophies for all of you passive investors out there. Have a best ever week, everyone. We'll see you next week on another episode.